There has been a lot of funny things going on at Giza. A lot of them are rumors. A lot of them are quite wrong.
And like what, though? Tell me.
Well, let me give you one example. I mean, since yesterday, the internet has been rife with a story that Zahi had a fake chamber shown on television during that famous 2002 exploration of the Great Pyramid.
Okay, I remember.
Have you seen this thing going on the internet?
No, I haven't seen that. But
well, I got it this morning. okay, let me give you the background of this, because your listeners may get a bit baffled without knowing the background of
okay.
stories. Yes, as we talked many times on your show. Since 1993, we've known that there are doors at the end of narrow shafts inside the Great Pyramid, specifically the shafts that emanate from the Queen's Chamber. One of them was discovered, one of these doors was discovered in 1993 mm-hmm. by Rudolf Gantenbrink, the German robotic engineer. I was very involved with this affair. And in 2002, until in fact 2002, nothing happened. Everybody was hoping that there would be another exploration, that this famous door, the so-called Gantenbrink door, would be opened, and we'd know what's behind it. But nothing happened, in spite of Zahi crying wolf. I don't know how many times. I mean, he would. It's become a sort of, nobody believes it anymore, because he would come and say, we're going to open the door in a few months' time, we're going to open the door before Christmas, and went on for years. However, finally, it was announced that in 2002, in September, if I recall well, the National Geographic was going to explore these shafts of the Queen's Chamber live, on the live program, which happened. In fact, it was the 17th of September, if I recall well. Do you know why I remember this date?
Okay.
Because it's the signature of the American Constitution.
Ah, okay.
There you are. And it happened to be, by the way, Yom Kippur. The Jewish festival
sure.
at the time. So it caused quite a stir in the Arab press, if I remember well. But anyway, coming back to that, what happened during that live show, and it was quite a show, National Geographic was broadcasting live in 42 countries, I think. They estimated that there was over a billion viewers. I mean, a lot of people were watching this. And, of course, a lot of money coming in from this show. I'm saying this because he's been accused of all sorts of hanky-panky with commission deals and so forth.
Okay.
However, during that program, National Geographic attempted to see what was behind the Gantenbrink door. It's a door that's at the end of the southern shaft of the Queen's Chamber. And live on the show, they drilled a very small hole to put in a fiber optic camera.
With a light inside, right?
With a light inside. And surprise to everybody, there was a second door behind the first door, behind the Gantenbrink door. And this is the position that we are at even now.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding this shaft, the second door has not yet been opened. However, not on this show, but a few days or a few weeks later, it's a bit confusing, we're not quite sure, National Geographic explored the northern shaft of the Queen's Chamber. And at the end of that shaft, they found a similar door, that looked very much like the Gantenbrink door. Now, let me describe this a bit. It's in fact, door is a big word for this. It's more like a trap door. They're about 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters square. And on those doors, there are what appears to be copper handles, two strips of copper that look like handles. Okay, having said this, pictures of this door in the second shaft, or in the so-called northern shaft, were published. So there are, in fact, two shafts, and each shaft has doors at the end of it. What's been circulating on the internet, clearly the person who circulated this misunderstood this completely, because he thought that it was it was a door fabricated by Zahir, fake door, of one of the shafts. He didn't realize there were two shafts. So this whole story has been going on the internet, that as he compared the images of the doors, he saw that they looked different and therefore said, aha, this is a fake door made by Zahi. It was all a con, and he's fooled the whole world. Now, this is nonsense. But it's the kind of rumors that that can cause quite a lot of problems.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And let me tell you, I'm not pleased with this at all, because Zahi has done a lot of good things, but he's done a lot of bad things as well. This kind of rumors allows him to say, look, what people say, they say this nonsense, and I can easily prove it's not true.
Right.
And therefore, by doing that, he kind of covers up the other things which are true.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
The things that he really does, he can cover up.
Exactly. And so I'm really very, very angry with people who start these kind of stories without checking their information. And there is another case that has happened, by the way, last week, and you may have picked it up on the internet, where an American fashion clothes company called Zulu Art, if I'm not mistaken, announced that they were launching a new line of men's clothes with the label Zahi Hawass.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I did.
And they did a photo shoot at the New York exhibition, Tutankhamun exhibition, in November last year. And they put it on the internet a few days ago. There was a huge, huge reaction to this. And unfortunately, the Egyptian papers got it a bit wrong and assumed that the photo shoot was done in the Cairo Museum. And they went bananas over this.
Uh-huh.
And now, it allowed Zahi to say, well, I can easily prove that it wasn't done at the Cairo Museum. It was done at the New York exhibition. That doesn't absolve him of the real problem with this. Let me explain. There is, I think it's in every country, but there is a very strict rule in Egypt that somebody in an official position, and certainly a minister, is not allowed to use his position to commercialize anything.